Hey, my name is Zach. I'm the lead pastor here at Restore. And at our church, we talk a lot about wanting to be a part of restoring faith in Jesus and the church. So we want you to know, wherever you find yourself on your spiritual journey, whether you're deconstructing or reconstructing, whether you're disentangling, doubting, rebuilding, no matter where you are, we want you to know that you are not alone. And we want to be a support for you as you journey down this road of faith. So if you have questions or you need support, we would love to chat with you. You can reach out to us through our website at restoreaustin.org. And we hope you enjoy this week's message.
It is so good to see all of you here today for our Family Sunday. Woo-hoo! That's right. Now, today we are going to be talking about raising our game, okay? Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I used to love playing video games. I loved Pac-Man. I loved Super Mario Brothers. But my most favorite game was Tetris. Did anybody play Tetris? Yeah, yes. Okay. I would play Tetris so much sometimes, not all the time, sometimes, that when I would go to sleep at night, I would close my eyes and I would just see the blocks just like falling down the screen, yes. So kids, most of you guys have no idea what I'm talking about because you play these really cool games now that I can't figure out. In fact, I get dizzy when I try to play them. I'm like, where are we? So you guys like Minecraft, right? Who likes Minecraft? Yes, Minecraft. And some people love Fortnite. Who likes to play Fortnite? Anybody? Bear does. Or Roblox? What about Roblox? Yes, Bear does like to play Roblox too. So no matter what video game you play, we know that if you want to win, you have to play with confidence. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. Confidence is more than just about thinking, hey, I can do everything by myself, right? And obviously, we need confidence in real life too, not just when we're playing video games. Well, my name is Sonia. I'm the kids and family pastor here at Restore, and I would love to introduce you to one of the kids who goes here to Restore. He said he'd come out here and help me, so let's get him out. It's Flint! Woo! Flint?
Is not coming on stage.
Is not coming out on stage! Oh, wait, what? Flint? Get out here, please.
No, I can't.
Why? Oh, did you accidentally wear your clown shoes again?
No.
Oh. Ooh. Did you forget to put on deodorant?
That was last week.
Uh-huh. Well, are you hiding from someone?
Yes.
Oh. Who?
Everyone.
Well, that's going to be a little bit of a problem since you're supposed to be out here on the stage with me in front of all of these people. So can I ask, why are you hiding?
Well, if you must know, I'm a little bit nervous.
Nervous? You?
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous and a tiny bit afraid to come out there.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess I can understand that. This is a little bit of a new situation for you, but you know, I'm counting on you, Flint. Come on out here. Oh, hi, Miss Joni.
Hey,
thank you,
Sonia.
Thank you for helping Flint come out here today. Everybody. I guess he's feeling a little bit nervous.
I've been trying to get my neighbor Flint out of this contraption all morning.
Flint, what are you doing?
I'm feeling shy.
Uh-huh.
I'm nervous.
Really?
Being in front of people scares me.
Since when? Didn't you just do a cool toy commercial a couple weeks ago? Let's watch.
How about another ghost story?
How about blasters?
Yes! Wait, where's my blaster? Hey, that's mine! Give me my blaster. Game?
Gel blaster.
Water.
Guacamole.
Gosh.
Goulash.
Oh, that's different. That's just for a camera. This is in front of all these people.
Well, I know this is a little bit of a new situation, but I know that you can do it.
Actually, yeah, I'm sick. I'm not feeling very well. And I even have a doctor's note to prove it.
Flint. Honey, I've been with you all morning. I mean, we've been digging worms up in my garden to feed my pet parakeet, and I haven't heard a peep out of you all morning.
Check my phone. My doctor emailed me an excuse letter.
Please excuse Flint from talking up on stage in front of lots of people in church. He has a very, very bad cough. See?
I can't see anything.
Oh, hold it to my face. I have face recognition. Ow. Why isn't this working?
Well, you're in a bag. That's why.
Oh. Okay. Well, then I guess you'll just have to believe me.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think right now would be a great time for me to explain to you all what we're talking about today.
Oh, good.
Good.
So every month in Restore Kids, we talk about a virtue. Now, a virtue is something that God can do inside of us to change the world around us. These are characteristics of God, something that Jesus showed us, or a command taken directly from Scripture. You know, things like generosity, kindness, and hope. And this month, we are talking about a really cool virtue. I'm going to reveal it on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. It's confidence. Living you like you believe God is with you. Now, I like to say it like this. Confidence is living like you believe God is with you. Okay, everybody, can you say that with me? Ready? Confidence is living like you believe God is with you. Okay, parents, I want you to say it as loud as you can. And adults. Adults are parents and parents are adults, right? Not sometimes. Okay, ready? Confidence is Living like you believe God is with you. Okay, kids, do you think you can say it louder than that? I think you can too. All right, kids, ready? Everybody, say it as loud as you can. Confidence is living like you believe God is with you. Good job, everybody. So, Flint, what do you think about that?
What?
Confidence? We just revealed it?
Oh, it's nice, I guess.
Do you think that maybe if you knew that God is with you, that you might be able to come out of this bag?
Oh, I think I get what you're saying. You're saying that it's wrong to be nervous, that I shouldn't be nervous.
No, that is not what I'm saying at all. But I'm just saying if you know that God is with you, that might help you fight those natural fears. Plus, we all think you're a great actor. I mean, I loved your commercial.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We all did. Everybody, let's show Flint some love. Ready? Flint! 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 Did I hear you try to say something?
I said, I think I can find the confidence to overcome my nervousness and shyness.
Because God is with you?
Yeah, because God is with me. So here goes.
Booyah! Hello, family! It's time to get the Spanish Sunday rocket! Woo! Yeah! Woo! Flint is back! Yeah! Woo-hoo! Rainbow jacket turned off, but that's okay, because you can turn back on! Technology!
Wow, it looks like Flint came out of his shell there, literally.
Well, I couldn't let my fans down now, could I, Miss Sonia? Plus, they all showed me so much love. Oh, it turned off. They all showed me so much love that I just had to find the confidence to come out here and entertain.
Oh, whoo, wow. Well, we're so glad that you did, buddy. But you know what? Now it's time for the Bible story.
Woo!
So,
Flint!
How about you just, like, take a little seat there and listen? Today's Bible story will really help you keep that confidence up.
Oh, sure thing.
It looks like Flint really found his confidence, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, confidence. I love talking about confidence. Confidence is living like you believe God is with you. Now, in today's Bible story, we are going to be talking about confidence, but hey, Flint, could you turn your jacket down a little bit? It's just a tiny bit distracting, you know, because I'm going to tell the Bible story.
Ah, okay. Sure thing.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, today's Bible story comes from the book of Matthew. It is the first book in the New Testament, and Matthew is one of the four Gospels, the books that tell the story of Jesus' life. Take a look at this.
Today, we start in Matthew, the first book in the New Testament. Matthew was one of the four Gospels, the books that tell the story of Jesus' life. But before Matthew, in the very beginning, out of a deep, deep love, God made an amazing world.
But when people turned away from God, the world was broken. God made a plan to draw people back into relationship. So at the right time, God sent Jesus, his very own son, to live among us.
But the religious leaders made plans to get rid of him. Jesus was crucified on a cross and died. Then, early Sunday morning, Jesus returned to life. Over 40 days, he appeared to more than 500 of his friends and followers, which is where our story starts.
Wow, so when Jesus died, his friends must have been so confused and shocked and sad. But then 3 days later, there he was, Jesus alive right in front of them, talking to them, hanging out with them, making breakfast for them. Jesus beat death and they saw him with their own eyes. They must have been so happy. It was probably like Christmas and their birthday and the first day of summer vacation rolled all into one. So if death had been beaten, if death had lost, that meant that everything that Jesus said was true, that everything would be made right. So of course they wanted to know when that would happen. When will it actually start? Jesus told his closest followers to meet him on a mountain in Galilee, and there he gave them a big,
Jesus had told his closest followers to meet him on a mountain in Galilee. There he gave the disciples a breathtakingly big job. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, so you must go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and you can be sure that I am always with you to the very end.
Go tell everyone about Jesus? Everyone? Everywhere? Show Jesus' love to everyone? That was a big job, and they would need help. One day, when Jesus was eating with his friends, he told them about the gift. He said, "My Father promised, and you have heard me talk about it. In a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Now, Jesus' friends knew that baptism was a sign of new life and a decision to change, but they had no idea what that meant to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. They probably tried to figure it out before they met with Jesus again. What do you think this Holy Spirit is? How will this Holy Spirit help us tell others about Jesus? Later, Jesus' friends gathered around him and they wanted to know more. Jesus encouraged the disciples to tell others about him, and he said that he would always be with them, even though he knew he would be leaving soon. That was because God would soon send a helper, the Holy Spirit. The job Jesus gave the disciples is the same job that we have today, to share God's love with others.
Jesus lifted his hands and gave a special blessing. Then something incredible happened. He was lifted up toward heaven. The disciples watched in amazement until a cloud hid him from their view.
What just happened?
Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking at the sky?
Jesus has been taken away from you into heaven, but he will come back the same way you saw him go.
Miss Sonia, did they just say Jesus would come back? I thought he said he would never leave us. He'd be with us for always.
Well, yes, Jesus did leave when he ascended to heaven. But 50 days later, something amazing happened. The Holy Spirit, Jesus' presence, came to live inside of the disciples. So you see, Jesus left, but he's also never been closer. And now, any time that someone believes in Jesus, they get the gift of the Holy Spirit too. The Holy Spirit helps us. The bottom line is that if we believe in Jesus through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is always right here. And that can help you find the confidence to tell others about Jesus and to help you love them like Jesus did too.
Wait. What? So, okay. Who is this helper and who is the Holy Spirit?
Yes, that's a great question, Miss Joni. And the short answer is that the Holy Spirit is God.
Okay, Miss Sonia. Uh-huh. All right. Now, so God is God.
Yes.
Right. So Jesus is God.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's somebody else?
Well, exactly. Uh-huh. I know it can be a tiny bit confusing, but God has three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's like three in one. They are all completely God, but they have different roles. Hey, you know, I invited Pastor Zach to help us understand.
Cool.
Pastor Zach has this neighbor who has all these chickens. So he said he always has plenty of eggs.
Eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. What do eggs have to do with it?
Oh, well, you'll see.
Oh, my gosh. I love eggs, though.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hi, Pastor Zach.
Hello. I always have lots of eggs with me, and I'm a big fan of the Holy Spirit.
So
many of you know.
We were wondering if you could help us answer the question, who is the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm all about that. I would love to help answer the question. In fact, I think I can do it with my eggs here. I do have lots of eggs, and I'm excited about... Oh! Huh. That's not how the Holy Spirit
okay,
works.
You know.
That's different. That was an accident. No, but the Holy Spirit is right here. And now listen, I like eggs all different kinds of ways. That was a fake egg, if you didn't know that. I like my eggs all different kinds of ways, right? I like them scrambled. I like them fried. I like them over easy. I actually get them over medium on top of avocado toast. That is the move, if you've never had that before. But I digress. So I like my eggs all different kinds of ways. But I think my favorite of all is hard boiled. Now I'm going to take this hard-boiled egg apart and I'm going to show you what's inside. You see, the first part is the shell on the outside right here. Have you ever seen this part? The shell on the outside. Now I'm going to take it all apart and I am going to put it all right on this plate here. Okay? Then, after we get it open, I see that there is this white part. It's kind of like Jell-O. It's kind of smashy. It feels really weird on your fingers, especially early in Sunday morning when you haven't eaten a lot. But I'm going to keep going. And so you have the white part here. I'm going to put it on this plate. And then you've got this part here in the middle. Does anybody see what color that is? Yellow.
Oh, he's right. It is yellow. It's yellow.
Exactly. Yes, I don't like this part as much either. So after we get all of these three parts out, I'm going to put it all in these three different plates. Now, here's the question. How many eggs did I start with?
How many eggs did he start with? I think it was one. What do you think? One. Yes, it was one, Pastor Zach.
Just one.
Just
one
egg.
I only had one
egg. Just
one. And right, so how many eggs do I have now?
Well, Pastor Zach, it looks like you've still got just one egg. You've divided it into three parts. One, two, three. But it's still just one egg.
That's exactly right, Miss Joni. You are so smart. You see, our God is a Trinity. Tri means three. One God, but many three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are all equally God, and it's important for all of us to know each of them, to have a relationship with them. You see, the Holy Spirit is very special because that is the part of God that lives within us, God in us. And it's for everyone all the time. The Holy Spirit does a lot of other really cool things too. I want you all to watch this.
We can't see the Holy Spirit, but that doesn't mean we don't know when he's at work. Even though God is invisible, we see the things he's doing, just like the wind. We can't see it, but we can see what it does when it's blowing. The Bible gives us some great words to describe what the Holy Spirit does. Job 33:4 says he's the life-giving breath of God. Romans 8:26 tells us that when we are weak, he gives us strength and he prays on our behalf. John 14:26 calls him the comforter. Not quite that kind of comforter, but he definitely has a way of making us feel better when we're down. Sometimes it feels like a big hug from a friend. The Holy Spirit comforts us when we're sad, the way a mother comforts her kids. He's gentle and kind and wants to heal us when we're hurt. Jesus calls him the Helper. He will lead us in the right direction. We can listen to everything he says because he is the Spirit of truth. He makes the Bible come alive because he is the Spirit of understanding. When things don't make sense, just ask him. Isaiah 11:2 reminds us that he is understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. He refreshes our soul and fills up our cup. His presence in our life is even sweeter than honey, a lot of honey. When we put on the full armor of God, the Holy Spirit protects us from anything that would try to harm us. He is the sword. John 14:26 says, "He will be our teacher to teach us all things. And when we spend time with him, we will grow, and he will produce good fruit in our lives. He is not a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. He rescues us from our sin by marking us as children of God when we put our faith in Jesus. We get to know God when we get to know his Holy Spirit."
Wow, how amazing is the Holy Spirit? You know, one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible is when Jesus tells his disciples right before he's going to go to the cross that it's actually better for him to go away. And can you imagine how confused the disciples would have been when Jesus said that? When Jesus said, "It's better that I go away because I'm going to send something even better, the Spirit of truth." I think the only thing better than God with us, as Jesus was with the disciples, is God within us, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, I could talk about this all day, and I'm not preaching this morning, but I'm going to go eat these eggs, and I'll see y'all later on.
Bye. Thank you, Pastor Zach.
So, Miss Sonia, I think I'm starting to understand this. I think I'm starting to get this. So, Jesus wants us to tell everybody that he loves them so that they'll follow him, and the Holy Spirit is with us to give us the confidence to be able to do that.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes. Jesus tells us that once we believe in him, his Spirit lives within us, guiding us and directing us. And if we listen with our hearts, it will lead us into a closer relationship with him. And that relationship is what gives us confidence. Because if we trust in what he's telling us, then if we trust in what he is telling us, we can follow him closer. And if we have questions, that's okay too. God wants us to talk to him about our thoughts and our concerns. That is what having a relationship is all about. When we choose to follow Jesus, we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us at any time, whether we're feeling scared or lonely, if we are facing a tough challenge, if we need wisdom for a hard decision, or if we need peace in a chaotic day. We are never alone and will always have the help of the Holy Spirit to share the love of Jesus with others.
So Jesus wants us to go all around the entire world and demonstrate his love for others by giving like a piece of ourselves for those people.
Yeah, like right? I can show love to my neighbor by helping them to feed their cat whenever they go on vacation.
And I can show love to my friend by maybe sending them a card when they're sick.
Exactly.
And so I got an idea. Why don't you kids shout just one way that you can show God's love to others. What do you think? What are some ways you can show God's love to other people? What do you think? You can do what for other people? Yes, be kind to other people. Oh, that shows the love of Jesus, being kind. Anybody else? Sharing, yes. That is wonderful, yes? Loving. Isn't that what it's all about, right? Yes. Loving God, but loving your neighbor. That's exactly right. See, Jesus loved us so much. He laid down his life for us. He gave everything for us. So it seems like that when we're asked to love others, what we could do is really give a piece of our hearts to other people to fill in the places that are empty for the sake of others, don't you think? Well, I've got a game.
Ooh.
That is, I know, game, y'all. I love games. That's going to demonstrate this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Miss Sophia, can you come on over and help us? Woohoo! Well, I've got a game, and it is called Heart Start. Can you say it with me?
Heart Start.
Oh, y'all didn't say that. The game, Heart Start. Woohoo! Okay, so we've got Flint, I need your help. Pastor Zach, I need your help. Each person has a heart, and if you'll look in your busy bag, some of you will have pieces of hearts. Do you see your busy bags?
Look
everybody
in your busy
one?
Bag.
Look in your busy bag. If you have a heart that is purple or red or pink, what I want you to do is get that heart, and we're going to come on up, and you're going to put your heart on the matching color. Can you do that? So I'm going to say go, and when I say go, you're going to have to go in your busy bag and come on up, and you peel it up, and you stick it on there, okay? Ready? On your mark. Get set. Go.
Go.
And the heart that gets filled first wins.
Come on, guys.
Come on, hurry. Ooh, I see purple. I see pink. Sophia. Yeah, I see red. Oh, Pastor Zach doing good.
Woo-hoo. Fill those
Let's
hearts.
See, Pastor Zach. How are you? Pastor Zach.
Give a piece of your heart to fill the other heart.
Oh, Prince doing good. Sophia, how are you? We got some pink ones. Oh, Sophia.
I see the hearts are getting filled. We need more
hearts. Hearts are getting filled. Anybody have some pink hearts for Sophia? She needs some. Oh, she needs someone to help fill her heart. Oh, come on.
We need
Let's
more
help
hearts.
Sophia. Okay. Oh, Pastor Zach. Purple heart got filled first. Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Zach. Thank you, Flint. Thank you, Miss Sophia, for playing our game, and most importantly, oh, thank you, boys and girls. You did such a good job. Can you give everybody, including yourselves, a big hand? Can you clap for yourselves? Woo-hoo! Well done. You guys did really good.
Well, that was such a fun game, Miss Joni, and as silly. Okay.
Oh, we're still playing.
Okay. Uh-oh, Flint took the heart. That's okay. There's enough love for everybody. But as silly and as crazy as that game was, this is how we should reach out to other people. We should be racing to give our attention, our love, our time, our focus to other people. We should look for ways that we can be generous and show God's love to others. Now, we're almost done, but before we do, I'd like you to watch this one last video to see how the Holy Spirit might play out.
Hello, I'm Lawson, and today I've got this great story for you.
Oh, Lawson, you okay? Do you need to, like, clear your throat, or...?
No, I just... Okay, fine. This kid says my voice sounds like Donald Duck.
No, it doesn't. Your voice is totally fine.
Okay. Anyways, today I've got a great story for you from this girl Fiona down the street. Now Fiona is super excited for her very first babysitting job for the Flurbendorfer kids next door. She's gathered all the supplies for the babysitting bag, like awesome books and art supplies and healthy snacks, all the snacks. And she's even ready for emergencies like cuts and choking. But even though she's totally prepared, Fiona's still nervous, with butterflies in her stomach. Mom says, I'll be right here next door if you need anything. But Fiona's like, what if they start fighting? And it turns into a battle royale. Then she worries, what if I mess up lunch? And the smoke alarm goes off, and the fire department shows up with their hoses. Mom says, you'll do just fine, honey, and reminds her, God is always with you. And 10 minutes later, after Mr. Flurbendorfer says goodbye, Fiona is alone with Eli and Rufus. Fiona says, let's play Sorry. But then Rufus sorries Eli, and Eli tackles him back. And then they wrestle like bears until the entire house starts to shake. And Fiona has no clue what to do. But then Fiona remembers that she's not alone. God is with her. So she's like, help, God! And then she takes a deep breath and says, hey, who thinks they can beat me in a snowball fight? And pretty soon, they're all having an awesome snowball fight. And Fiona knows that whatever happens, she's gonna be okay because God is right there with her. So kids, always be prepared for everything. And remember this, that confidence is living like you believe God is with you. Wait a second.
Confidence is living like you believe God is with you.
Lawson, be confident. There's really nothing wrong with your voice.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, got it. See you guys next time. I'm so good at this.
Wow, that was so cool to see that little girl pray to God and get her confidence whenever she had that big problem with babysitting those kids. Well, now we're going to pray. But before we do, we're going to sing this little song that we do for the preschool and the toddlers. So if you know it, and I know most kids, you probably do know it. If you're older, I want you to say it with me. Ready? Open them, close them, open them, close them, give a little clap. Open them, close them, open them, close them, fold them in your lap. Dear God, thank you so much for your Son. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you that we are not on our own in this world and that you are always with us. Thank you that you have shown us love through your Son. And please help us to show that love to others through your Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to look for ways to be generous, and rush to others when they need our help. Thank you for always being with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, everybody. Thank you all for coming. Hope to see you next time. Bye.